I'm Susan Clancy, and I'm the Director of Programs and Advocacy, so I'm particularly delighted to be here today. When Emily approached me several months back, I was really delighted to see that this would be something really different. This would be not a traditional kind of research project. It wouldn't be a situation where women are called into yet another focus group and to be left coming to myself and saying, so what's going to happen with that? My experience was shared. What's going to happen with that? So I think what really excited me about this opportunity to work with Emily and for the women to work with Emily, obviously, what has been really illuminating and energizing is that women have had an opportunity not to be a subject of a study, not to just be creating, put in a situation where they're supported by Emily or supporting each other, but to actually take action. So it's like support, education, shared education, and moving towards action. And this particular action, I think, is the most powerful for disenfranchised women to have the opportunity to go to the UN and to make the statements that they need to about living poverty in Canada. So I'm just really delighted in, and the other piece I wanted to add that because the women in this group have had this experience, it's had a ripple effect. And I work with a group within that I've helped formulate called the Social Action Working Group within Sistering. And the women on that group have been talking with you and have felt inspired, and women in different language groups who normally don't ask about the political system of this country are demanding of our working group, we want to get to where the women of Forward are, we want more information, we feel empowered by their experience. So that for me has been a great learning in knowing that it's only the women of Sistering that are going to have impact, and it's very important. So, thank you. Can you see?